to John and Scott on AKC's Total Talk Nonsense.
All right, AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And we got special guest, special Ed, the Bush apologist, back with us again.
The Bush apologist. What episode were we
on? Episode 47, part 1.
This is 47.1. What was special Ed's first episode with TTN?
46?
No. What episode were we on?
42, I thought it was, wasn't it?
42? Was special Ed episode 42?
Wasn't it?
I don't know. Check the logs.
Doesn't matter.
Just doesn't matter.
It just doesn't matter.
All right, we're back again with a podcast. We're a little late this week.
We usually record on Sunday. Today is Wednesday. So we're 4 days late, Johnny.
Sorry about that.
Well, maybe you can explain to our fans why we are late.
I was sick over the weekend. A little sicky poo. I came down with the flu on, what was it?
I don't know.
Thursday night?
Thursday night. Did we practice Thursday night?
We did not practice.
Oh, that's right. You called. We canceled practice.
Yes.
Because of your sickness, your illness.
Right. I was sick as a dog. And we did not practice.
Because we are a band, John.
Right. A Kangaroo Court.
And we have a gig April 29th at the Beacon Tap.
That's right.
April 29th.
Right. Yeah, so I was sick as a dog. And then I was sick Friday as well. And the dog was sick, too. The dog was puking all over my house. All over the goddamn place. What happened?
Was he doing that?
Actually, yeah. He'd like run away from us going,
I hate when that happens.
I'd be like, what the fuck is that?
That poor dog, man.
Yeah.
Making fun of the poor thing.
Fucking dog.
What did you do? Eat your carpet, right?
Yeah, the dog ended up eating the carpet. And,
got a little bound up.
Well, we didn't know that at first. And what happened was, he's puking all over the place. And the wife thought he had eaten a little piece of plastic. One of the kids dropped like a cap to something. And it broke into a bunch of little pieces. And he must have swallowed some of it. And, you know, dogs like to eat grass and all that shit. Well, instead of eating grass, I guess he decided to eat carpet, you know, and he ate a bunch of it, and we didn't know that's what it was. So he was puking Thursday, Friday, Saturday puking. The wife was up with him at night. I'm shitting, my ass is spraying stuff out. Saturday night, Sunday morning, 3 a.m, she says, I got to take him to the emergency vet. So she takes off with the dog. I'm out there in like my underwear and slippers, getting the back of my car ready, throw the dog in there. She takes him to the emergency vet, comes home at about 5 a.m. I'm still up watching TV. And about 10 o'clock in the morning, the surgeon calls and says, hey man, we saw something in his intestine. It's linear, some, you know, foreign object. We got to do surgery.
We got to open him up.
So they go in there, they cut him open, make 4 slices in his intestines and pull out carpeting the size of my fist. A big ball of sponged up. It was like a, you know how Berber is, and when you tear a piece off or like from a sweater, it springs back into its shape. Well, that's how it was, all weaved in his intestines. So they pulled all that shit out of him. And we went to visit him Sunday night. And I was still sick, so we couldn't do the podcast. And me and the kids and the wife went to visit him to see how he was. And he was totally, you know, stoned. What the fuck is that?
Stone. They got to drug those dogs.
Yeah, they drugged them up pretty good. So my daughter's like, oh, come here, Max, come here. And Max just walks right past her. Oh, she doesn't know me anymore. So she's freaking out. And, yeah, where was I? Yeah, oh, so she's kind of freaking out and stuff. And, you know, the dog is backing into a corner and you know, kind of, the
kids, little disoriented.
Right, and the kids are putting their face right in his face, so they probably look like big, giant balloon faces. Hey, Max, so I... And he's going, whoa, man, fuck it. And he's backing up, and he's hiding under the table. So finally, we get the word today that we could bring him home. So the wife picks him up, gives me a call. $3,000.
Three G's, man.
Three G's to fix this fucking dog.
Yeah.
It's worth it, John.
Another thing we have in common, John, my dog did the same damn thing when he was like 8 months old. He ate a carpet.
Yeah, you told me that.
Three G's was our bill as well.
Oh,
three G's.
God.
Ours was blue carpeting. It was a bathroom rug.
Oh.
Stupid ass dogs.
Yeah,
hey, my dog has never done that.
Never done that.
Never done that.
Well, no, your dog bit my kid in the face.
It didn't cost Ed three G's, though.
Hey, it's meat. You know? It's all meat.
Ed goes, what did you do? Not to the dog, either, to my son. Well, what did you do?
What's wrong with you?
Took the paper, rolled it up, and smacked him. Pop!
Well, I told the wife, if we ever have another dog and they take him in for x-rays and say, yeah, he's got a blocked intestine, so we're going to have to open him up, we're going to say, yeah, just go ahead and put him down.
Yeah.
That's what, $60 compared to $3,000? If your dog is too stupid, that would have been weeded out in natural selection. Then,
so you're naturally selecting
I'm
for him.
I'm naturally selecting for him to meet his maker.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
Of course, we talked about this, and there is no carpeting in the wild, John, so
no,
this would never happen.
That's right. Just do that. You know, take him out back. And...
All right, now getting back to your illness. You had to cancel practice.
Yeah.
And you were spraying... Or should we play our feces song, warning, before we get into this? Is it called for? I don't know. It's your story. I guess we are. We're going to talk about duty. Feces, poopy. We're going to talk about duty. Sing along, Ed.
Feces, poopy. We're going to talk about duty.
Yeah. Well, we talked about it a little bit over the weekend, and you described it perfectly. I'm saying, you know, my ass, I get on the toilet, and all of a sudden, it's... And you go, Jesus, like a hose starting up, like, you know, a garden hose that you haven't used in a while.
Right? Or it's half water, half air.
Yeah. It's like... Oh, my God. And
God,
then,
it
hurts, too, after a while. And sometimes it's spraying the water out. And then there's like a finger that shuts the hole down for a second. You know, it's like, and it shuts it. And it's like, ow, you know, like something shoots out of your ass. And it's not shit. It's like the sphincter goes inside out for a split second.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's like, and you're like, whoa! And yeah, that wasn't pretty. So,
is it hot? Does it burn?
Yeah.
Yeah, that blows.
So I couldn't use the toilet paper anymore because it burnt like hell. It was killing me. So I had to run over to the shower and grab the hand shower and spray my ass like a bidet to fire out all the Klingons. I mean, because you rub, after a while, you're rubbing that TP on there. You got the goat's ass, and it's, you know, it hurts.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's hot. It's burning.
Hot. Yeah, no doubt.
So, you know, you just take the old hand shower and put it on massage.
of all the flus, give me the stomach flu, because after it's all said and done, after I shat up the place...
You lose like 10 pounds, right?
Well, and I feel cleansed. You know, I feel like I've had colon? What do they call that when they shoot crap in your colon? A colonoscopy?
No!
What do they call it?
It's it's
like a douche of the anal canal.
An enema.
An enema, but it's
Get
called...
Professor Tom on the phone. Yeah, he'll know.
It's called a... yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Colonoscopy.
No, it's not called a colonoscopy.
A high colonic.
High colonic, that's it.
Is that what it is?
A colonic, yeah.
Yeah, you feel cleansed.
It's a clean
feel,
of the colon.
Right.
Oh, yeah. So it was brutal.
So, canceled practice on Thursday. Now, usually when I get this, it's like a 24, maybe a 48-hour thing. But for you... It went from Thursday, and then we couldn't do the podcast. That was because of the dog.
I still have it. I had
you
to
still
race.
Have it?
I had to race home, man. I was running
today?
Up the stairs today, clenching my cheeks together as hard as I could, and I had to. I went to the bathroom with the fan. You know,
it's almost a week later,
and it's still. I don't know. Well, today I went and ate some. I went to what do you call it? Popeyes.
Popeyes. Love that chicken from Popeyes.
And I had the, I don't know what the hell I had, but some onion rings and stuff, and it went right through me. And then I come home, and so then I have a couple of cheeseburgers from McDonald's, and before you came over, I had to run in the John and crank the fan for a half hour before he got here.
I've never heard of a week of a stomach flu, 7 days of stomach flu. I've never heard of that. Maybe your body's rebelling.
It could be. I'm under a lot of stress, too, with the dog
Don't even tell me about
work.
Stress.
And
try moving in with your in-laws, okay?
Hey, that's a choice.
That's a stressful situation.
Oh, God, that was you chose that.
That's a vacation,
I just chose it to be closer to you. Don't punish me for... For feeling.
Don't know how to quit you.
That's right.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
But in this time, you went out to a Bulls game, right?
Yeah.
You saw the mighty Chicago Bulls blow a fourth quarter lead and lose.
Fucking Jaguars.
And probably not
you
get into the playoffs.
Game?
No, I read about
it
in the paper.
Oh, my God. They were up 5, 10 points, 11 points, and then... We get to the fourth quarter, and it's like, they've scored 82 points. And I said to the wife, this is going to be a high-scoring game. And fourth quarter, they score like 7 points.
Seven points.
They're bouncing the ball off their foot, tripping on the ball, throwing it, passing it, and it's bouncing off of somebody's back. It was like fucking kids playing basketball.
In the words of Pauly B., that's pathetic.
Pathetic, yeah.
Pathetic.
Especially. I might be one of the biggest cocks on the planet.
All right, so anything else of note?
No, I guess not. What do you
How
mean?
How about you, Ed?
What say you, Ed?
Special Ed?
I had to go out and take my kids. I was kicked out of the house Saturday.
Kicked out of the house?
Yeah.
Why?
My wife was doing a baby shower.
A baby shower?
For one of our friends, yeah.
So you had to take the kids and leave?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
Actually, it was kind of cool. Went to Dynarex. Threw my little daughter on the that dragon ride thing. Scared the shit out of her. It was great. They kept doing it over and over again. She didn't say no.
Dynarex, it's like an indoor carnival.
Yeah, it's like an indoor carnival. They have little games and shit there for little kids. They have like a tilt-a-roll kind of thing in there. They have the banana ride.
Oh, the tilt-a-puke.
Tilt-a-puke. Actually, that's the only ride they kicked her off of.
Really?
She was on one side, and she ended up on the other side. She's only 2.5.
Yeah.
So I saw her eyes. She was getting pretty freaked out by that.
Oh, I had a shit story. Do you have any other shit stories? If I tell my shit story... Yeah, do we have to play that again, or because it's our official warning that I have a shit story.
You do.
It's a shit story that involves not shitting, if you can believe that. So I've been moved in with the in-laws for going on 4 weeks, and one of my wife's requirements was that I did not shit in the in-laws' house.
You're kidding me.
Yes, and so far, I have not had a shit at the in-laws.
Oh.
You're kidding me.
Thank you very much.
I would have christened that place the first day.
Nope. Won't do it.
What kind of a man are you,
man? I think
man?
It's like a subconscious thing.
What kind of a man are
you? You need to go back in there and leave a
I'm
skid mark.
I'm all man. That's what kind of man
I am. You don't leave
man.
A swirl
I'm a
in
man
the toilet.
Among boys, okay?
Oh, God, whatever.
You need to spray the bowl and leave.
Yeah, you got to fire something in there and then let it swirl, make a big swirl mark.
I'll do that on my last day. Oh, I'll just take a turd right in the right in the bathtub. Yeah.
Oh, Scott, you do even better?
Yeah.
Do an upper deck. You know what upper deck is?
Was that where you lift the lid of the toilet bowl?
Yep. Take a shit in the lid and you're at a party and you leave. So when they flush the toilet, it's a brown swirl.
That's hot.
It's a gift that keeps giving.
It keeps giving. Did they ever figure it out?
Well, eventually, I hope so.
The gift that keeps on giving. Wait,
all right,
what do you do?
Special Ed, what, you shit, you lift
you take
the lid
off, and you shit in it.
And you shit in the lid of the
so
toilet.
So it flush, oh. It flushes the brown swirl.
It's a good party
so
joke.
You mean in the, you shit in the tank?
Yeah.
In the tank, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Back in college, that's all we did, man. It was great.
That's all we did. We didn't study. We just shat in the tank.
Hey, you go to people's parties, you crack the party, the cake party and stuff. The guy's an asshole. Oh, go in there in the bathroom, take a shit in the tank.
I wish I knew that. I wish I knew that. Because I was invited into and kicked out of frat parties. I wish I knew that information.
See?
At that
See,
time.
My roommate was ATO.
I would have used that.
And I hated those fuckers.
What's an ATO?
That's a fraternity, fucks.
I hate all fraternities.
But anyway,
cocksuckers. Unless, of course, you're a listener.
I had a buddy of mine
then
who's
go
a,
fuck yourself.
Nice.
Are you shifting around that chair, Ed?
I'm sorry, man. I'm an amateur.
He's an amateur.
Amateur.
Amateur, not chur. We know how to pronounce the king's English here, okay?
The bloody king. They still got a monarchy over there, don't they?
Yeah, what about a load of crap? That's why Pauly B is bipolar. Because his taxes are going to that monarchy. And that stooge Prince Charles.
God save the queen!
Who's like he looks like Alfred E. Newman.
He has a fucking ferret face, right?
I know. What the fuck is that?
And he gets laid, too.
Yeah, what, with that?
Camilla?
It's like
a
walking
horse.
Handbag.
Well, that's his current. I have a story later about some of Prince Charles' conquests.
Oh, nice. Ooh. Do tell.
That's in celebrity news. But let's move on to comments. And we started a new tradition here that the guests, if we do have a guest, will read the comments. So Special Ed will so eloquently read the comments.
Dude, you need a doctor?
Not yet.
He's standing next to me and his stomach's going.
Hey, my sphincter's not flaming right now, so I do not need
it's
a doctor.
That's what it's, this is what it sounds like.
Are you going to give Special Ed some backing music for his comment read?
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, Special Ed, our Bush Apologist guest of the week, is here with the comments here on TTN. Take it away, Ed.
This comes to you from Regis. It's actually a joke.
Regis Philbin?
I don't know who this is. It's Regis. A drunk pukes all over his new shirt and says, "Damn, his wife is wife's going to kill me." "Don't worry," the bartender says. "Put a 20 in your pocket and say someone else puked on you."
This is funny because Ed pre-read this stuff, isn't it?
Puked in you.
To continue, someone else pimped on you and gave you a 20 for a cleaning bill.
Pimped on you?
Pimped on you. So the drunk goes home to his wife and says, John goes home and tells his wife about the guy. She reaches in his pocket and pulls out a 40. "Why are there two 20s? She asked. The drunk replies, "Oh, yeah, he crapped in my pants, too." This comes from Susanna. Shut up, John. I'm a professional. I'm reading here. So it's really funny that you request to be my friend after reading my dad's comment on your show a while back. What the hell is Milkbone?
Milkbone, that's one of
the fuck's that?
It's a guy that listens to us.
Oh, okay. I don't know if you remember, but you know it happens.
You know it happens.
It happens.
Oh, it's her dad listens to the show.
Oh.
And I just selected her at random to be a friend. And, you know, I'm just clicking through all the friend pictures and selecting, boom, 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 boom. And once in a while, I'll look at the My Friends, whatever, MySpace site or whatever their, what do you call it? Their MySpace.
MySpace.
And it so happens that her dad listens to the show. So we kind of communicated back and forth a little bit and, apparently, her dad's cool with her listening to the show. I believe she's 17 or something.
Another 17-year-old.
Yeah. We're labeled as pedophiles now.
Something about you, John.
And actually, today I was listening to Penn Jillette, and he was talking about how he was labeled as a pedophile for being at a Britney Spears concert when she was like 15 or something in 1999. And there was all 9-year-olds in the place, and he got accosted by a bunch of security guards. And he was invited there by a friend and his family, and him and his buddy were just hanging out. And they're like, hey, man, get the fuck out of here. What are you looking for? We know what you're doing. You're tooling. And he didn't like that, you know. It's the same. It sounds like the same thing that happened to us.
Same thing. We need more 17-year-old listeners, John.
I have no part in this.
I think that's all our listeners are.
All righty. Moving right along there, John. What happened to music?
Huh? It's gone. You want some more?
Oh, you want some more, man? Right. Come on. All keep right. it coming.
Sorry. There we go. This is from Freedom Haters. 46 was a fucking blinder. Well done, Chops. Or should I read this in English?
Chops.
Well done, Chops. Chaps. I nearly fell through laughing so hard on the train as you tore through Tom Cruise several... several new assholes. I never knew there was so much material on that little cocksucker. Or as he put it, cocksucker.
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 Dishwasher.
In fact, do you mind if I cut that clip? Maybe I use it in future compositions. Or maybe just keep it as a short shortcut on my desktop to lighten the mood whenever I'm feeling down.
Oh, who is that from?
That's from Freedom Haters.
Freedom Haters. Is that a podcast, John?
I don't think so. I think he's a musician.
Okay. Says on here, TTN, now slightly better than a bag of damp jelly babies. And you have the parentheses here, like jelly eels, but made from babies. Whatever. Moving right along to Joe. You should have Professor Tom back on. Tell him to bring more wacky sex surveys. You guys kick ass. Can't wait for more.
Great. That's Joe from Mediated Thought, I believe.
And speaking of 17-year-olds, this is from your Daisy.
Our original 17-year-old.
Right. Says, yeah, Professor Tom should come back on XOXO.
You know, she's got a new boyfriend.
Oh, yeah?
Chris, yeah.
Oh, I heard of that last podcast. Is that
Who's
the,
a musician?
Yeah.
You musician. Think?
What do you think there?
He musician. Plays a Les Paul, I hear.
Plays guitar, right?
I believe so.
A Les Paul.
Yeah, Les Paul.
A Les.
Gibson, all the way, man. Get a Marshall head. Or get head, whatever.
Just get head.
Right.
Okay, this is from Nick. Thanks for adding. Your show rocks the cock. Alrighty.
Rocks the cock. That's a good rocks t-shirt slogan.
Hey, yeah, rock that's a cock. Good idea.
When do we ever get those t-shirts?
And then just put
t-shirts?
A big rooster on it. Your show rocks the cock and a big rooster.
Did we move to a stadium, or is that just me?
What do you mean?
It sounds like we're in a big auditorium now.
That's because Ed's mic is picking you up.
Oh, is it?
Ed doesn't talk. Ed doesn't talk as loud as us.
Well, he's like 10 inches away from the mic.
He's got to touch his lips to it.
Oh, here we go.
How's this? Yes. Get your lips up in there, baby.
Now you got the pipes.
I'm all over it.
Listen to that. There you go, man.
All right. And this is from Daisy again. L-O-L. Rocks the cock.
Laugh out loud.
We didn't give him give it away. I wanted to ask him what he thought that meant.
I know what that meant.
Uh-huh. L-O-L.
Lick-O-Lollipop.
And she ends here saying, nice.
That was it?
From Daisy, yeah. And then rebuttal back from Nick. That's a shame. Whoop. Hey, my microphone's gone dead.
No, it's not. You must have kicked your mic, your headphone cord.
I haven't kicked the cord.
I haven't moved.
He has not
moved.
It's
the cord.
Okay, this is weird. I said, from Nick here, it says, that's a shame, but I'll give you more me time. I started getting your show 3 weeks ago, and since then, I have spent most of my time trying to get up to date, which has meant a steep decrease in parm time.
Parm?
I think he meant party time.
Party time.
Come on, Nick. Spell check.
Parm time.
Spell check. All right. Moving right along to Punky. We left you alone this week. Well, pretty much.
That was it from Punky?
That's all he writes.
Left us alone this week, John. That's it.
And he lies.
Well, we'll get
to... He said pretty much.
Pretty much.
He says, I left you alone pretty much this week. Pretty much.
We're going to dedicate the...
Your headphones back?
Intro to part two to Punky. So stay tuned for that, because we are a three-part podcast. Tuned.
We are a three-part.
Stay tuned for part two, because the whole entire intro and the beginning of part two will be dedicated to Punky.
Stay tuned.
Because we have some Punky phone calls to play, and some other things to discuss.
Other things.
Nice.
Yes, of course.
Nice.
You fucking bitch! Ed joins the fray.
Ed needs a new backing track. I still sound like I'm in a stadium.
You drink all my damn beer, man.
There you go.
You know, I gotta say one thing.
Yeah.
I have turned the virgin on to Mickey's.
Ed is talking about me. I am the virgin. I've never had Mickey's before, and I've had three of them.
You Mickey's.
Fine malt liquor, 12 ounce. It's like a little hand grenade.
It's like watching your back
right.
foot. Like,
with a big wide mouth.
Yeah, the wide mouth. It's like drinking out of a big glass. Well, it is a big glass.
It is a big glass. It's like little hand grenades.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Shall I continue?
Of course.
Yeah.
Move right along. I have three more to go. Three more to go.
All right.
This is from Lori. All right. Move along to Heather.
What happened to Lori?
Oh, Lori left a picture. Sorry, I was supposed to edit that out.
A picture. Okay.
We do a lot of show prep around here. Those goddamn interns.
My chief and editor. Fired. Heather. Hey, Papa John. Make sure you keep doing the good job on those podcasts. My job depends on it.
That's right. Heather's our babysitter.
Hot.
That's the Heather. You know her, Ed.
Miss Hedda.
Is she 17?
No,
she's 21.
And she's got a new job now.
Yeah, and she listens to the show there.
She's in Lowell. She's in Lowell.
Yeah. Laughing out loud?
I'm above the Lowell.
No, not Lowell.
Lowell. It's whatever.
The law.
Oh.
That's my Stallone impersonation there.
That's pretty bad.
Fuck you.
Absolutely.
All right, the last one for the night. Hypermarket. Who the hell that is? Keep talking nonsense, guys. The world needs it. XX.
Yeah.
And that ends.
And that ends the comments, John.
The comment section.
With Special Ed. We'd like to thank Special Ed, who is our guest for the second time. He's a Bush apologist from down the street. And he's joining us here on the Wednesday Night Podcast, episode 47. Thanks again, Special Ed.
Did I tell you I love Bush?
You did tell me.
I actually adore Bush.
Yeah.
Okay. I love him.
It. Oh, you are. Could you expound upon that?
No.
Oh, I thought he just loved Bush.
Like, I love Bush.
Right.
The Bush.
The Bush.
The Bush.
The Almighty.
The Almighty Bush.
It keeps me coming and coming back.
I'm in a stadium again.
So am I.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Our me chief, too.
Our chief and editor and sound guy.
All right, John, let's move on to email.
Listen to you.
Because I'm in a stadium now. Hello, 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 hello. I got this email. Yeah. And this is from Matt Cleary.
Yeah.
And the subject is Scott Auto Flush Toilet Ramblings. And we spent a lot of time talking about the Auto Flush Toilet last podcast,
yeah.
John.
Yeah.
And Matt has some things that'll clear the air on a couple of things here, so to speak. What's up, guys? In your four-hour discussion about auto flush toilets and taking shits and what have you, Scott was adamantly claiming that the auto flush toilets have no buttons, so they cannot be manually flushed if needed. I work as a janitor. What do they call that? A maintenance engineer, John? Yeah. And I can assure you, there is a button to manually flush the toilet on the auto thingies. In my travels, most of the toilets I have encountered with the auto flush have this button. I'm just saying, look for it next time you take a pee or a poopy.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
So I
There's
will,
like a little black button. It's just a black rubber button.
I'm going to check it out. And you hit it. I will check it out and report back next podcast. If there is the manual button on the auto flush toilet, and if there is, my life, the quality of my life will improve 100%, John.
That's out of sight.
100%. And if you want to know why, tune into the last podcast. I think part two, we covered that with our four-hour discussion yeah. of the auto flush toilet and taking shits and what have you. Well, thank you, Matt. I'm going to check that out.
Shits.
And we'll get back to that.
What have you?
Now, I got this other email, but it wasn't to our TTN account. It was a personal email, John.
Oh.
It was something that a ex-friend of mine sent me, and I'll read it here. And I would like to hear both Special Ed's commentary and your commentary, John.
An ex-friend?
Yes, an ex-friend.
Wait a minute.
Here is the email. Email. I'm proud to send this one. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation
under
God.
God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. I was asked to send this on if I agree or delete it if I don't. It is said that 86% of Americans believe in God. Therefore, I have a very hard time understanding why there is such a problem in having "In God We Trust" on our money and having God in the Pledge of Allegiance. Why don't we just tell the 14% to shut up and be quiet? If you agree, pass this on. If not, delete. I agree! God bless America! Special Ed, what are your comments on that?
What say you?
What say you on that email?
I am fine with it. I agree. Shut the fuck up, the 14%.
Ed is totally fine with that. John, do you have a rebuttal comment?
Yeah. This is a republic, right, that we live under.
Right.
And the republic is basically designed to make sure that the smallest percentage has a voice. And in order for that to happen, otherwise it would be a totalitarianism or totalitarianistic regime.
Or worse, a theocracy.
A theocracy saying that everything has to be based around God. And we'll get into that later when we talk about the movie that I saw.
Nice. All right, so what John said, I'll translate, Ed, because...
I followed it.
What he said is, it's important to have separation of church and state.
And I do totally agree.
And if you're going to have separation of church and state, then you don't have a state-sponsored school spouting out the pledge with God in it. Because now we become a theocracy, And we do not want to have a theocracy like what's being created in Iraq, what has been created in Afghanistan, where some poor sap over there decided he wanted to change to Christianity, and they were going to charge him with whatever Islamic law says you can't convert to Christianity. Well, and put the poor motherfucker to death.
Right.
But Bush had to make some phone calls.
A little history on the Pledge of Allegiance.
Wait a minute, John. Scott, you in school, did you ever say the Pledge of Allegiance with the word God in it?
No, I never did. I just lip-synced. I mouthed it, but I never said it.
Why?
I was... it wasn't anything political. It wasn't anything... at the time that I thought I shouldn't say this, it's just the way I was. I didn't do those things. When people sang happy birthday, I just lip-synced it, you know, but I didn't say anything. That's just the way I was.
Well, why can't it say one nation under Allah?
Yeah, why not Allah or Buddha?
One nation under Buddha.
One nation under TTN. How about that?
One nation under Abraham.
But wasn't it under Roosevelt that
under Muhammad?
No, it was Eisenhower.
Eisenhower.
Got to get in the mic, man.
Sorry. I can't remember which one it was, Eisenhower or Roosevelt.
He added it.
How about Zeus? One nation under Zeus and Apollo.
Xenu.
Xenu, yeah.
One nation under Xenu.
One nation under Xenu. Why not that?
But isn't God like a general term for all, like, almighty?
Yeah, if you believe in fairy tales.
Well, yeah.
But what about the rest of us that don't? Why should we be forced to say this in school?
There's your right to lip sync.
Well, there's my right.
And say you, Xenu, say whatever the hell you want to say, Allah, whatever you want to say.
Whatever I want to say?
You can say whatever you want to say.
Without persecution?
In Xenu.
From some schmucktard that says, hey, if you don't like it, just shut the fuck up.
See, that's the whole point of this conversation.
Freedom of speech.
See, saying shut the fuck up is wrong. If you want to say in Xenu I trust, fine, say it.
No. The point here is it's state-sponsored allegiance with God and a supreme being.
Okay, back in the time when it was developed and it was all written up there and all printed on money and stuff, it was more than 86%, correct?
I don't know what the percentage was.
Okay, well, whatever.
Knows?
That was back then.
No, it was not decided by a moral majority. It was decided by one individual. One individual.
He set a guideline, but did anybody protest about it? Did anybody say anything about it?
We are.
Well, now you are.
We would have then.
Why don't you go back in time?
I'm going back in time. In second grade, on the playground, I said, I don't believe in God. And you know what happened?
Get your ass kicked.
I was persecuted and ridiculed. They said my balls must be on fire because I'm from hell.
So it's okay to hang a crucifix around your neck, but not a you know,
a no
t-shirt
God
that
t-shirt.
Says no God.
Right, like Penn says.
That's what's a complete, ridiculous blasphemy. Even Jesus was against organized religion. Otherwise, why would he flip over the tables of the money changers? Right. In the house of David.
What about that for a TTN shirt? Just no God. TTN.
Yeah.
Hey, Scott.
Nice.
Here's something for you. I had a coworker that came to work. This is back when I worked in Wheaton. Okay? Wheaton is a very big Bible
town. A dry town. You can't even buy alcohol.
It's very Bible-ish. Anyway, my coworker came to work, black t-shirt, white letters. And on it, it said, fuck the creator.
Right.
Now, he walked around downtown. And what do you think he received?
I don't know. What did he receive? A punch in the face?
No.
From the Christians?
They were all in uproar about it. We had people in the office in uproar about this.
Well, so, at work, I mean, you own a business. You can say whatever you want. You could say, hey, look, I own this business. I don't want you wearing that shit in my business. But we're talking about government, and we're talking about another person going up to a guy and saying, hey, you can't fucking do that, and if you keep doing it, I'm going to kick your ass, because that's immoral.
What's the difference between an office and a government?
It's run by a head of state.
Right,
the guy owns it. It's his place. He can do what he wants.
And the president is an elected official running the place.
He's an elected official.
What he wants to do.
No, no, that's not the way governments work.
Not to do that's what he wants to
that's
do.
That's a totalitarian. And
go tell Bush.
That's a dictatorship.
You tell Bush. You voted for him.
Twice.
It's a totalitarianism. Totalitarianism, I keep saying. Totalitarianistic regime. If the government is allowed to do whatever they want, free reign, to say, okay, from now on, Ed, right now, what you're saying is if Clinton, Hillary Clinton, were in office right now and told you, from now on, you got to pay 50% more tax than you do now, you'd be fine with that?
Fuck no.
Wait a minute.
What if it was 50% more tax now to spread the gospel?
Yeah. How about that?
Would that be all right?
That would suck.
How about 50% more taxes and we'll include the Bible in school curriculum?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
No, I'd be wrong.
Well, wait a minute. So
well, I would, like you are doing now, I would voice up saying, hey, bitch, you're out of the office.
There you have it.
Okay. That proves our point.
You must sit down
right
and resign.
That proves our point right
Does
there.
Does it really?
Well, no. I was just making comments. John.
What?
I wasn't making a point. I was just making a comment.
Well,
yeah, he's just making a comment.
I'm engaging in conversation.
Right. Yeah.
I am not a pro or a con.
Oh. Well, I'm just saying it's not right for anybody to, just downplay anybody else's beliefs. If they're not hurting anybody else, who gives a shit?
Exactly.
And so why do we have to have government-sponsored pledges allegiance to anything? That totally goes against, even the Republicans don't believe that you should pledge allegiance to anything. They're for minimalistic government.
I can agree with you now, but back then they needed some inspiration and some kind of guidance, some kind of a...
No, the whole reason Eisenhower did that was to at that time, he was fighting against the whole communistic Russia back then.
Yes.
And his thing was that
and
the
Russia
commies...
Russia was based on atheists.
Yeah, commies, and if we add one nation under God into the Pledge of Allegiance, that's going to make everybody, you know... what? Not become communistic atheists?
No, pinkos, John. Pinkos. Fags.
No, that's more like engaging everybody as being one, like the army of one. You know, you're a whole fucking platoon, but you're an army of one.
We already had that. We have a constitution we're under. We have a flag that we're under.
Yeah, people are dumb. They forget.
So we need to be reminded by some fucking stupid-ass politician. He's smarter than me, right?
Back on Bush again. I fly myself, and I said, "Well, there's one terrible pilot."
Here's what I have to say to that. There's one terrible president, John.
Yeah, right.
The worst in goddamn history.
All right, let's take this to part two. All right,
we're already finished with part one.
Yeah, we got to run.
We're gonna lighten it up in part two.
Let's lighten it up.
All right,
we're total talk nonsense. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to part one of AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. Part two is just a click away.